Cenjeni i nadusve poštovani gospod ambasador Republike Polske Soprogo, poštovani gospodi člani diplomatskega zbora akreditiranega v Sloveniji, poštovani in dragi Poljaki, ki živite v Ljubljani ali drugih mestih, dragi vsi prijatelji polskega naroda, bratje in sestre. Ta večer smo se zbrali v ljubljanski stolnici Svetega Nikolaja, da bi izrazili našo globoko solidarnost, sožalje in bližino spoštovanemu in cenjenemu veleposlaniku Polske, gospodu Piotru Kaszuba in vsemu polskemu narodu v teh trenutih velikega narodnega žalovanja zaradi tragične nesreče, ki je zadela plemeniti in dostojanstveni polski narod. Zares strašen je ta naljučni dogodek, v katerem je ljubljenje izgubil sam predsednik Polske, njegova soproga, mnogo drugih visokih predstavnikov parlamentarnega, družbenega, političnega in vojaškega življenja Polske. Še bolj pa je boleče to, da se je nesreča zgodila prav v času, ko naj bi na skoraj istem kraju končno bila vrnjena čast tisočem polskim sinovom, ki so bili na tem mestu krivično umorjeni. 70 leti se je skušalo omalovaševati to dejstvo in ga priposovati drugim, ki v resnici niso bili odgovorni za strašen pokol enega največjih zločinov zagrešenih proti človeštvu. Ob moče Katina odmeva sedaj v srci s Poljakov z bolečino, ki ima dve osti. Ena zaradi zgodovinskega zločina, druga zaradi usodnega dogodka zadnjih dni. Mi želimo pri tej sveti maši klicati Božje usmiljenje ter večni mir in pokoj na vse žrtve, sedanje in pretekle. Prosili pa bomo tudi za moč, pogum in tolažbo za vse družinske člane žrtev in za celoten polski narod. Naj Marija z Jasne Gore spremlja svoje sinove in hčere v tem težkem trenutku. Naj jim ona pomaga premagati, kot je tolikokrat zgodovini, tudi to preizkušnjo in ohraniti veliko dostojanstvo polskega naroda ter njihove globoke krščanske in človečanske vrednote. This evening, we are here to express our deep solidarity in sorrow and closeness to His Excellency Piotr Kaszuba, Ambassador of Poland, and to all the Polish people in this moment of national mourning for the tragic misfortune which is shocking the noble Polish nation. It is really impressive, this horrible event in which have lost their life, not only the President of the country and his wife, but also many representatives of the political, parliamentarian, social and military world. The fact is still more painful because this sad event took place in a moment in which, almost at the same place, many thousands of worthy sons of Poland were about to be duly honored after suffering an unjustifiable death. Indeed, for nearly 70 years, some tried to minimize the appalling fact and to put it into the shoulders of other culprits who were not responsible for the massacre, one of the greatest historical violations of human rights. In this holy Mass, we wish to invoke God's mercy and eternal peace in rest upon all the victims, both of the present and of the past, and to beg also for strength, courage, and comfort to all the Polish people. May the mother of Jasna Góra help her sons and daughters in this difficult moment to overcome the present hardships and to preserve the great dignity of the Polish people and his deep Christian and human values.